Now, the signing of the new treaty in Prague has been hailed, as we said, as the beginning of a new era in nuclear disarmament, as well as in US-Russian relations. But how fragile is the treaty, given that it must still be ratified by both the US Congress and the Russian Duma, and the fact that there are still open questions that remain between the two countries over US missile defense? Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to Metropolitan University's Oldřich Bureš, a specialist on security and Russian affairs, about the significance of the US-Russian deal.
I think it represents part of the strategy of the reset of the relations, especially from the US side. It has been one of the goals of the US administration under Barack Obama. Also, the Medvedev administration has been quite willing to seek an improvement of the relations, even though many tensions remain on a number of other issues. But the issue of nuclear disarmament has been convenient on both of the sides. Also, partly, there are still the effects of the economic financial crisis, and the maintenance of fairly large nuclear arsenals is expensive. So some experts would even argue this was the primary motivation, but I would see it in the larger context of the reset strategy.
Some critics say that the actual cuts in arms that are proposed are not as large as they could be, but do you think that this New START treaty could set the ground for future agreements between Russia and the U.S.?
It could certainly set the ground, but it all depends on whether it will be, first of all, ratified, and then what will be the actual cuts achieved, because we know this is START number 3, and the fate of START number 2 has not been exactly successful, so it really depends on what exactly will happen in the future. But it is definitely a significant step forward. The reductions are almost one-third below the targets set by the previous treaties, so if it's really implemented, even though they will still have plenty of nuclear warheads left, it is the step in the right direction.
But as you mentioned there, of course, it still has to be ratified by legislators in the U.S. Congress and in the Russian Duma.
That's correct, and that's never, or it shouldn't be ever taken for granted. But it will be interesting to see what kind of amendment will be attached to the treaty by the Russians, which have claimed that they will reserve the right to suspend the treaty if there is a significant change to the U.S. plans in the anti-ballistic missile defense system.
Now, you already touched upon it in your previous answer there, but regarding sensitive issues, one of them is the future of U.S. Missile defense. The Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said earlier this week that the signing of this treaty represents a new level of trust, but it is apparently one that comes with certain strings attached. Do you think that Russia could opt out if the U.S. goes ahead with plans? And in what sense might this limit the United States' options?
Depends what the U.S. plans will be, because thus far the Barack Obama administration has outlined plans for the new anti-missile defense system in the very long run. And what is obvious that at least in the initial stages it should be more flexible, it should be also more focused on the short and mid-range missiles. And thus it should be less, let's say, provocative to Moscow, which was really worried about the anti-ballistic missiles. And therefore the nuclear deterrent strategy of the strategic weapons. So in the short run, it should be probably easier to swallow for Moscow. In the long run, however, the plan envisaged even the coverage of the long-range missiles and also pretty much the coverage of defenses, not in numbers of tens, interceptors, but in numbers of hundreds, if indeed the final U.S. plan is able to deploy hundreds of SM-3 missiles that can shoot down even the long-range continental missiles, that would definitely upset Moscow.
Oldřich Bureš from Prague's Metropolitan